First, though, Nathan Rariri is in with sport. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora.
Warriors fans are fizzing.
They always are, and they're fizzing even more today. The Warriors' latest recruit has been hailed by some as the club's biggest signing ever. Panthers and Kiwis front rower James Fisher-Harris joins the team from 2025. Fisher-Harris, the reigning World Player of the Year, will take over from current Warriors prop Adam Fanua Blake, who's heading to the Sharks next season. Fanua Blake is determined to leave the Warriors on a high, and he's bracing for a physical battle against the Dragons tomorrow night in Wollongong.
Just making sure that we meet them as hard as they run. They have a lot of big boys in their team that come off the back fence, and if you're not going to aim up against them, then they're just going to roll you. So, like I said before, I feel like we've got a good pack here. We're going to have to bring our shoulders this week and get stuck in.
The Warriors are seventh in the NRL standings. The Black Caps captain on their T20 tour of Pakistan, Michael Bracewell, admits getting his players up to speed with the local conditions will be a challenge. The first of five T20s is in Rawalpindi early tomorrow morning, with Bracewell leading what is essentially a second string side with a dozen players unavailable.
That will be a great challenge for us as coming in here and getting our feet on the ground pretty quickly and getting used to the conditions here in Pakistan. But yeah, it has to be enough time. We've got to go out and play an international game tomorrow, so we'll be ready to go.
Rafael Nadal's hopes of winning the Barcelona Open for a 13th time have been dashed following a second-round defeat to Australian Alex de Minaur. The Spaniard, who could retire at the end of the season, was playing his first tournament since January due to injury. LeBron James, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant headline the 12-man Team USA basketball squad for this year's Paris Olympics. The American men will compete for their fifth straight Olympic gold medal. And Boxing Australia's national head coach Jamie Pittman has withdrawn from the Paris Olympics after the former Olympian was suspended for incidents of sexual misconduct towards female athletes while on overseas camps last year. Koinanga, Purungo, Hakinikina. That's your sports news. Nicola is back with weather next.